श्रीनावनीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ॐ The third part of the Taittiriya Upanishad, which is called Bhrigu Valli. Valli means chapter. Bhrigu was the son of a realized soul called Varuna. So, when a person approaches for Brahma Vidya, then the relationship changes. No more father and son, like Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi. Yajnavalkya was the husband. Maitreyi was the wife. But when the teaching started, Yajnavalkya became the teacher and Maitreyi became the student. So it's very important for us to understand, because this wife and the son, husband and wife, father and son are friends. These relationships are dangerous in spiritual realm. Spiritual progress is what? It is going beyond these relationships. So here, even though it was the father who is the teacher, but father never thinks about what for.
Oh, you don't want
to. No, I don't need. Yeah.
He was not the husband.
Who?
Jagavalkya.
Yes, he was the husband, but that husband relationship was cut off. In fact, he became a monk, like Thakur. So what was the relationship between Thakur and Holy Mother?
Disciple.
It was never husband and wife. You see, as long as a person is not a monk, then husband and wife relationship, even if they live a pure life. But the moment the husband or wife, either of them, take monastic vows, that moment, the very meaning of monastic vows is they have cut off that worldly relationship. They have a relationship, but that's not any more worldly relationship. So what is the difference? In spiritual relationship, there is no question of my and not my. Everybody has to be accommodated there. So Sri Ramakrishna can't say, you are my disciples, I love you are my devotees, I love you. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita there is a verse which says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyo asti na priyaha e bhajante tu maam bhaktiya mai te teshu chapyaham. I am equal to everybody. So nobody is nearer, dear to me, and nobody is further. I don't hate anybody, I don't love anybody. See, how can a person hate anybody when he knows everything is God? And at the same time, if everything is God, you cannot say somebody is closer to me. But, e bhajante tu maam bhaktiya, those who worship me with devotion, mai te, they are in me, teshu cha pyaham, I am also in them. What does it mean?
I couldn't understand
that. If iron filing, there is 100 iron filings, is the magnet partial or impartial to all of them?
Absolutely.
Impartial. Suppose some of these iron filings are covered with dirt and they won't be attracted by the magnet. But if they are having no mud or any covering, naturally they will be attracted to the magnet.
Right.
So, now, are they nearer to the magnet? Is the magnet nearer to them? But can you accuse the magnet that you are partial, you are only attracting a few iron filings?
Well, so it happens naturally.
It happens naturally because the obstruction is removed. That is why some people accused Sri Ramakrishna that you love Narendra more than you love all of us. Was it true that Sri Ramakrishna was loving? It is like this. Supposing somebody is saying, I have lots and lots of milk. I can't use it. So whoever wants milk, you come to me with your vessels. I will fill. So one fellow has only this small cup. Another fellow has a big bucket. So the person who wants to give, he will fill up both. So can the fellow who is brought only a cup accuse the man who is giving that you are very partial, you are giving more a bucket full to the other person and only a cup full to me. Can he do that? So this is what we are all doing it. This is what, there is a man who is very rich. We are not that rich. So what are we saying to God? You made that man rich and you made me poor. Is it not stupidity? What has God got to do with your poverty or is that person's richness? So what is the karma? Everything is given by God. What is karma? Karma is your vessel. You do small karma, you get only that cup full. You see, this is the law of karma. You deserve what you, according to what you do.
That's why it said we deserve what we get, everything.
Everything. This is the absolute truth. So there is no accident. People don't get married by accident. People don't get a job by accident. People don't get a house or a country or a religion or whatever by accident. Everything, there is a background is there.
Whereas if that is true, then why is it that people here get into so-called wrong marriages and then they have divorce and then again get married? Because if it was destined that this person should marry that person, then why the divorce happens? Because
you are again presuming that the marriage should last life. Some people's marriage lasts whole life.
Yeah.
Because they did the karma. That's why it lasts.
Even that?
For life, yes. And some people, you see, don't you see what karma we are doing? Here is a person who is married. They are supposed to love each other and continue whatever be the character of the other person. So this man, maybe he has got his secretary who is showing lot of affection towards him. My wife is not showing. See how this woman is always loving me. How long she will love? Until they are married. After that, some other secretary will start showing love. You know, this love means people are, we are so stupid. We are longing for expression. So how wonderful you sing, how wonderful you speak. And see, and if nothing is forthcoming, we are not happy about it. So how long the poor wife and husband go on complimenting each other, and especially looking at them close by all the pimples and all those things. HD is not liked by many people, do you know that? Yeah?
It is true.
The celebrities don't like HD.
Is it
HD?
A high definition TV? High definition TV? They don't like.
Because
if they have got some defect somewhere, very clearly anybody can see it. So this is what happens, I'm not joking. When two people live together, if they are meeting somewhere in the park, romance goes on. But if they are living in the same place, everything comes out. Characters, especially, you know, the best character we put on, not only best dress, best behavior. When we are meeting, you know, in celebration, oh,
yes.
How are you, I love you, I am so glad, congratulations, all these things will come out. But if they live together, then the truth will come out. Yeah, this is the truth. But there is, if we can live with each other, having known each other's, nobody is perfect. So we have to accept, we accept each other, love each other, then that will be the greatest reward anybody can have, a husband and a wife. If they can love in spite of the difficulty, then nobody is perfect. If a person is perfect, why should he get married? It is because of imperfection we get married, or we accept and do worldly relationships as formed. So once they understand each other, the greatest reward, a husband and a wife both know that whatever be the world, when we come home, there is somebody, we are for each other.
Mm.
And the greatest peace, because all the time he has to come home. Wherever he may go, ultimately he has to come home, she has to come home. So if we can, they can love each other, that is the greatest heaven on earth. A family, husband, wife, children, they love each other, and even sometimes they may quarrel also, but they know that this love will never disappear from their lives. They know there is somebody for me, even if I am in difficulty, somebody will pitch in and help me. If this much confidence we can get, that home becomes a, but like a child, you know, a child. He may be playing, or sometimes he may quarrel with other children, or even be bashed with by others. But he knows, my mom is there for me, she loves me, whatever I am. Healthy, sick, dirty, clean, all these things, my mom will put up with anything that I do. That should be the ideal in relationships. Unfortunately, that is where people are seeing too many cinemas. Cinemas, you know, they don't show. After marriage, what happens? Until marriage, what happens? They show. How difficult it is. The hero is crossing seven seas. Before marriage.
Only Indian cinema, Maharaj.
Here also. Here also. How they fight with the others and all that, preserve their wives and all that. And after marriage, again it undertakes a journey over the seven seas. This time, not to come.
Drowned.
That they don't show. See, two people can trust each other. Friends, wherever two friends are there. Wherever they may be in the two corners of the, opposite corners of the world. But if that idea, as somebody, if I need, I can trust somebody and call on somebody, the greatest blessing. So that is why family life, we have to adjust. It is an adjustment.
Yeah.
If we go on expecting that I will get everything, that is why we have to understand that change will take place. You know, everybody is, we become aged, and things which we have not seen before will come up. But that's not the point. Point is, who is perfect in this world? Only a saint is perfect. And a saint, unfortunately, is unlikely to marry. And even if he marries, is unlikely to sustain the marriage. Because who can live with a saint? Yeah, these saints are the greatest nuisance in a married life. But they go on saying, don't eat this, don't eat now. Goes on telling, whatever little happiness you want, he will kill immediately. Yeah. That's why Thakur, you know, can't bear, you see, can't he see
mm-hmm.
that they want to sleep, you know, another 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what is his problem? His problem is he wants company. He can't bear, you know, if I can't sleep, what right they have got to sleep? Yeah, I felt it very bad, you know, he will pour water.
Water, chitkale.
Chitkale. What is that? Mother used to say to Lakhi Didi,
yeah.
And say, hey, that is his nature, he doesn't get sleep, you sleep a little longer.
Yeah.
Of course, she never obeyed Sri Ramakrishna.
So then?
Lakhi Didi.
That's
a Lakhi Didi. Holy Mother had no option. How much she had to put up, living in that Nabat, so many things. Yeah.
So he was not a good husband then?
No, no. He was the most loving husband, but his standard, I'm only making fun, his standard of living was so high that mother had to adjust a lot to his nature. Who says that? He didn't say, Ramakrishna loves everybody, all of us. But it is difficult to live up to his standard. I mean, he has a superhuman standard, is there. It is mother's greatness that she could do. Many times, you know, so many stupid things also he had done.
Mm.
And so he broke his arm. Then mother comes.
Yeah,
so when did you start? Thursday afternoon. Barbella. Jao, Pirigiye. It is only just, you know, from here to another 2 minutes. You go there and start again. 2 minutes. She had to go all the walk back all the way to Jayarambati. How difficult it is? So what is there for a person like that God-realized soul? Then
why did he do that, Maharaj? He's a God.
These are divine mysteries. We don't know. Because he never did anything on his own.
That's right.
It was not Sri Ramakrishna who did it. It was the Divine Mother who did it. So why she did, you only have to ask her. Sometimes I think that they are not tech savvy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, Ramakrishna told like this, Swami Vivekananda, on the ocean, follow me. And he disappeared. After that, no address. He didn't even give the proper address for the Chicago Parliament. He had to go and find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Then why can't he say, yes, the Parliament of Religious is here?
Oh.
And you go, why couldn't he say, man who could say like this? Give the command, show the address, yes. Follow me, the address is here.
These are all drama.
Is it the drama? Alright. So, the son was a great spiritual aspirant. His name was Bhrigu. He approached his father, Varuna. That's why Bhrigu is called Varunihi. Bhrigurvai Varunihi. Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. So he approached his father, Varuna. Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. Sir, please teach me Brahman. Teach me Brahman. Means give me Brahmagyan. Nobody can give Brahmagyan. Nobody need give Brahmagyan. You see the point? You know, suppose your house is covered with curtains. Sunlight is not coming. Sir, please give me sunlight. Sir, pray. Please give me sunlight. So nobody can give sunlight. Nobody need give sunlight. So what is needed?
Open the curtain.
Help, tell him, you open the curtains because the sunlight already is there. So the question of giving or taking doesn't arise. And you cannot give certain things. See, nobody can give us certain things. Certain things can be given, certain things cannot be given. You can give money. You can give food, you can give some objects, but you can't give knowledge. You can give information, but you can't give knowledge. Do you understand the difference between information and knowledge?
Huh.
You can. What is the difference?
Information is something that will change, but knowledge is your own.
Let me give an example. You can give the information. 2 + 2 = 4.
Huh.
3 + 3 = 6.
6, yeah.
You can give this information. But why 2 + 2 = neither 3 nor 5, that understanding, there is no way you can give. It has to come from inside. Very point? So, any child can, we all learn by rote, 2 × 2 = 4 and 2 × 3 = 6. We all do that. But why it is like that, why it can't be anything else, that understanding comes only later on. It has to come, information comes from outside, understanding comes from inside. Nobody can inject that understanding.
Maharaj, isn't that God's grace though, the understanding?
Again, the point is, God's grace, but we have to work to remove the obstacle. Just like God's grace is sunlight, but removing the curtains is your karma. So try to understand what is karma, what is the difference between one person and another person. Karma. So what does karma do? It doesn't give anything, but it removes, it makes us receptive to things that are already there. What are those things that are already there? Sat is there, Chit is there, Ananda is there, and it is infinite. What is Sat? Sat means any object is Sat. You have somebody has a car, somebody doesn't have a car. Somebody has a TV, somebody doesn't have. Somebody has a big house, somebody has no house. So all these house, car, TV, anything you can, that is called Sat. It is already there. But then we have to be in a position to receive them. How do we receive them? Do karma. See, you study well, get a good job, then you get some high, good amount of money. So depending upon how much karma you do, then what things we get depends upon our karma, everything.
Yes.
Not, you have to understand this karma in a most broad light. So Chit, say in the simplest terms, knowledge. A person only studies until SSLC. How much knowledge Chit he receives? This much. A person becomes PhD. How much he receives? A lot more. See the point? Are you able to understand what I am talking about? So he has to work.
Yeah.
Then you see, the more he prepares himself, the more the Chit comes. Chit means both information and also knowledge. Yeah. Chit means both information and knowledge. What is information? See, for your IT training, you don't need to understand why 2 + 2 = 4. But if you know how things work, do you follow me? See, supposing you buy a car. So you don't need to understand how a car works. It is enough for you if you know how to drive and use it properly. That is called information. Knowledge means how this carburetor works and how if something goes wrong you can repair. Those things belong to a mechanic. A mechanic knows, understands how, or even a mechanic doesn't really understand. He is also, he knows how two parts must be put together. Why they work, he doesn't know. How they work, he knows. That is also in a way. But the real scientist knows, say, how the combustion takes place and what turns into what, all those things. See the point?
Yes.
So, information, both information, but sometimes you can also have an understanding if you are work hard. So these are the things which will promote you into a higher job, and that higher job will fetch you higher Sat. Higher Sat. Sat means all the gadi, vadi and all those things you will get. Yeah. So accordingly, ananda also depends upon the karma. And that ananda part of the karma is totally different from these other two. What is that? That ananda part belongs purely to the conduct, good conduct. If somebody does punya karma, he will get ananda. If he does papa karma, even if he has got all the sat, like mafia, they have got best of sat. You know, best, so much of money, so many buildings, so many cars, so many bodyguards, so many things they have. But that doesn't guarantee ananda. Some pleasure, yes. Not if a person has led a virtuous life, then even the simplest things yield to him the greatest amount of bliss. But if somebody is a papi, then even the greatest amount of things will only yield him the smallest amount of ananda. This is the truth. So we often are deluded. That person must be happy because he has got more money. So a celebrity who is admired by 50,000 people must be quite happy. And a celebrity who is admired by 100,000 people must be getting double happiness, isn't it? Why do they commit suicide often? Why do they take to drugs? You try to study some of your favorite, what you call, celebrities' lives, rotten lives. Say Michael Jackson. Why did he need to take drugs? And why couldn't he sleep? There must be something terribly wrong with it. Would you rather sleep or become celebrity?
He contributed so much to good charitable work. He was a good person.
So they say every karma has its corresponding result. So if he had contributed to charities, if he had helped people, that punya will definitely come. But if he is doing something which should not be done, that also will yield its result. We should not forget. One of the important points in understanding the law of karma is, good karma and bad karma don't cancel each other. It is not like credit and debit. If you have got credit and debit, you have some debit, you deposit money, your debit becomes automatically reduced. That doesn't work in the field of karma. If you have, you know, on the one hand it is cold, on the other hand it may be hot. One G was walking in the winter season and only one glove on one hand. Somebody asked why. He said, I heard the prediction that on one hand it may be cold. On the other hand, it may be hot. So, the karma works like that. So, debit, debit, credit, credit. This is the truth. If you exercise one hand, only one hand will get the benefit. So, if you develop one part, only that one part will work. If you do bad things, is not automatically cancelled by good things. You will enjoy both. You understand? Suppose somebody had eaten bad food. Maybe he had gone to a first class restaurant, air conditioned, and first class plate, first class, you know, servers, but it is bad food he had eaten. So, because he went to the first class hotel, he will eat in peace. No mosquitoes to bite him and all that. But because he had eaten bad food, that doesn't bring first class, this food, we won't say, you know, since you have eaten a first class hotel, I won't trouble you. Both karma every karma has its own result. So if this man has done good karma, either that is one point. Another point is when it is going to fructify, we don't know. That is why we get confused. So why good people suffer? Why bad people seem to be enjoying life? You don't know. So in your own offices, you know, the rogues who work lazy, malingering work, and they take advantage of their workers, get all their work done, all the credit goes to them, they manipulate things, seem to be enjoyed. But don't worry. Don't worry about, they will get the karma fala. The only thing is, don't expect since he boss did it today, today itself he should get the bad result or the bad karma. That often doesn't work. But we must have faith. That is what the scriptures tell. So, coming back, what is the point we are discussing? Teach me Brahman. So, what did I say? Brahman cannot be taught. Brahman need not be taught. Why? Because it is not an object which is somewhere else. Brahman is asking, teach me Brahman. Yeah. So, it is only ignorance of one's own true nature. So, the teacher also exactly helps the person in the same way. Tasmat etat provacha. Upon being questioned thus, or requested thus, etat provacha. This teaching was given out by the teacher. Annam pranam chakshu shrotram mano vachamiti. So he says, what, teach me Brahman. What is he telling? Annam, pranam, chakshu, shrotram, mano, vachapiti. Annam, food. Pranam, prana, chakshu, all the sense organs. Manaha, the mind, walk, speech. Tagum ho vacha. Then he says, you know, he gives hints. He doesn't say what is Brahman. Nobody can say what is Brahman. One can only give hints how to go and find out for oneself. Hey, like this, what is that game? They hide some things and they give some clues.
Treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt. Something like that. So, we'll come back to that word. So he says, yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivante yat prayantya visamvishante tat vijignasasva tat brahmeti satapotapyata satapastatva. This is the first anuvaka or teaching. So what is it? He says, yato va imani bhutani jayante. From where? This whole universe has come out. And ena jatani jivanti. Find out that by which the whole universe, especially the living beings, live. By which these living beings live. Yat prayanti, when they return, so where do they merge back? Tadvijignasasva, try to find out that. Tad brahmet. And when you find that, you will find Brahman. So what is Brahman? The cause of everything. Though he is saying everything, what is your real nature? This is an indication. What is the real nature of this table? Good. And as an example, what is the nature of a golden necklace?
Gold.
What is the nature of a wooden table?
Gold.
What is the nature of a iron hammer?
Iron.
So if we know what is the nature of the iron, gold, or clay, or wood, then we know. If you know the cause, you will know the effect. See the point? This universe is an effect. Since this universe is an effect, it must have a cause. What is an effect? Nothing but a cause. An effect cannot be without cause. So if you find out the cause, then you know. Cause means here the material cause, not the instrumental cause, not the intelligent cause, but the material cause. How is it? Do you remember we had that discussion? Every object in this universe must have three causes. Any object in this universe must have three causes. What are they? Material cause, intelligent cause, and instrumental cause. Right? Take the example of a table. So, what is the material cause of the table?
Wood.
What is the instrumental cause of the table?
Carpenter.
Huh?
Carpenter.
No. Instrumental cause. The chisel, the hammer, the planer, the screwdriver. That is the instrument through which something is, an object is made. For example, a pot. What is the material cause of the pot?
Clay.
What is the instrumental cause?
The
wheel. And what is the intelligent cause?
The potter.
The potter. So this is the first point. Second point is, if the effect is showing certain characteristics, necessarily they must come out of the cause only. If the object is an intelligent being, then the material cause also must be an intelligent being. If the cause is not an intelligent cause, then the effect also cannot be an intelligent cause. See the point? Okay, now going back to our subject. So, suppose somebody is curious to know who is the intelligent cause of this table or a pot. So, is that intelligent cause of the pot is intrinsic in the pot, or is it separate from the pot or table?
Separate.
It is separate. The carpenter and the table are not one.
Yeah.
The carpenter is totally a different being. So if you want to see the intelligent cause of the table or a pot, then you will have to seek that intelligent cause separately. So maybe that person is in India, maybe that person is in Australia, maybe that person is dead. If he is dead, how are you going to find out? Can you ever see? You can never see. Do you see what I am talking about? You will never be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly with the instrumental, if you want to see, I want to see the instrumental cause of the table, the sigil, etc. So they may be there, but they may not be there. They might be, for all that we know, they might be thrown into the ocean. Will you be able to find out? No. But if you want to find out the material cause, then where do you need to go?
Object itself.
Hmm?
Object itself.
You are looking at the material cause only.
Yeah.
What is a table? But nothing but wood. What is a necklace? Nothing but a gold. What is a clay? What is a pot? Nothing but clay. You see the point? So now, use this analogy to the whole universe. Universe is an effect. This effect must have equally three causes. So, who is the intelligent cause of this universe?
Brahma.
And who is the instrumental cause of this universe?
Brahma.
And who is the material cause of this universe? So, in the case of this whole universe, this all the causes must be only because before creation, there are no two, three different things. This is the carpenter maker, this is the instrument, and this is the material. God fashioned, Brahman fashioned this world out of what? himself. And with what instruments?
Himself.
And who is the cause?
Himself.
And therefore, if you want to know what Brahman is, then you don't need to go anywhere. You just look at this universe and say, what I am looking at now is nothing but Brahman. So another way of trying to find out what Brahman is, seek for the material cause of this universe. Look now at this. Yato va imani bhutani jayante. From where all the creatures in this world have come. So, if these creatures are the objects, productions, creations, effects, then from where could they come? From Brahman only. Yes. And if that is true, then this whole universe, what is the material cause of this whole universe?
Brahman.
Is Brahman. Therefore, what is this world?
It's Brahman. Brahman.
Therefore, all the creatures in this universe, what are they?
Brahman.
If they are Brahman, upon what are they sustaining?
Brahman. Well, that's why Suryananda Maharaj said that, Brahma-satya,
Jagat-satya. Jagat-satya. Yeah. When a person says Jagat-mithya, he is not talking about the material cause. He is talking about the Nama-rupa. When a person is saying Jagat-satya, he is not talking about the Nama-rupa. He is talking about the material cause. So what happens when we know this nama rupa depend upon the material cause, then we know. What is our emphasis now? No. Our emphasis now is on the nama rupa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, let me give a funny example to make this point very clear. Now, supposing a person is very hungry and he goes to a restaurant, old restaurant, they never innovate, they never change. It is the same old food, but you can depend upon, they will give pure material, and but they are preparing it in their own old fashioned way. It may not be very tasty. Right? So once you know that, will your health be good or not? But somebody else is adding lot of, you know, chilies, masala, oil and all those things to the original material, and that is very, very tasty. So tasty point of view, one restaurant is good. But from health point of view, another restaurant is good. Which one do you prefer?
Tasty.
I don't need to ask today. That is where the problems come.
Yes.
If we can get both, the material is good and it is also as very nama rupa also is good. So the thing is, what is cosmetic surgery? Change in the
nama rupa
only. That the material is rotten.
Isn't it rupa only? Nama stays the same.
No, no. What I am saying is, yes, from one point of view, from the another point of view, just to give an example, to make it very, very clear in your mind. You know, did I tell you that story? She is a good listener. Because even if she knows, she would always say no. You see? If you go and say, no, I know what you said, I become dampening me. Say, no, Maharaj, I never heard it. Even if you heard it 100 times, no. First time. So, a 60-year-old married couple, 60 years aged, both are married 40 years, and through their good fortune, gene. Appeared jinn, you know, Aladdin's jinn. So it said, I will grant you one wish to each one of you. One wish each. So first asked the wife, what is your wish? said, I never went on a world cruise, I want to go on a world cruise. And granted, immediately ticket appeared and gave it to her. And then he turned to the husband and said, what is your wish? He looked at his wife, and who was also 60 years old, and she said, I wish my wife was 40 years younger. The agent said, done. Immediately he found himself 100 years old. What are you saying? So, what is the point? If somebody say a 60 years old person goes to for a cosmetic surgery and tries to appear as 40 years old, the form has changed. Your doubt. Nama and Rupa. Rupa has changed. But the Nama also changes, not the Nama by which they are called. Oh, you are looking just 40 years old. You are not looking 60 years old. That means you are looking beautiful. 60 years old, not very beautiful. 40 years old, very beautiful. See? Nama also changed. Here Nama doesn't mean the name. Appropriate reaction. See the point? Nama Rupa, you are trying to change the Nama Rupa. But the material is rotten. What is the point of changing your Paddha Roche Nam Dilek? Tara Chok Paddha Roche Nam Dilek. So, if you want to know Brahman, then look for the material cause. How do we live? If everything is Brahman, Brahman only can live on Brahman. So everything is Brahman. So Brahman can only live on Brahman because there is nothing else on which you can live. So what is food then?
Brahman.
Food is nothing but Brahman. What is the mind then?
Brahman.
That is also Brahman. There is an interesting point. We have to be very careful in understanding that. Think that, you know, there is something called concrete. How can an idea turn itself, transform itself into something concrete? A brick, for example. A stone, for example. Is it not concrete?
Yeah.
So how can my idea turn something into concrete? Yes. A concreteness is a sensation, it is a information, sensual, sensate information. Just as a form is an information, a smell is an information, you know, all these onion beings fried, what is it? It is nothing but information. So anything that, any experiences we have is nothing but information, idea. Concreteness is an idea. We are under the impression there is something very concrete. So in your dream, you are walking and suddenly a 10-ton brick or concrete block falls on your head. I don't ask which gets damaged. So, do you feel the impact or not?
Yeah.
Do you say it is not concrete?
No, it is.
But when you wake up,
yeah.
Is there something concrete that has fallen on your head?
No.
No. So what is it? There's nothing but
the idea
in the mind. Is we have to understand this thing very, very clearly. The whole universe is nothing but an idea in the mind. It doesn't look like that, but it is. So once we understand this idea, what is the benefit? Something we say is pleasurable, something we say is painful, somebody is my friend, somebody is my enemy, and somebody is fortunate, somebody is, and all these are but nothing but ideas in our minds. We'll come to that when the topic comes. So first thing is that how does Brahman in the form of the effect live upon, feeding upon Brahman. Brahman eats Brahman. Yes, this is the natural fact of life.
So, then one who realizes that, that's why they do not, they lose the fact of hunger.
Who said that they lose the fact of hunger?
Because it's an idea in the mind.
No, nobody loses the fact of hunger. In fact, you can eat more. Yeah, you can eat more because after all it's an idea. So instead of eating one rasagulla, if it is an idea, you eat 100 rasagullas. What is the problem? It's a wrong thing for us to we attribute some, say there is a realized soul.
Yes.
He thinks everything is Brahma.
Yes.
That doesn't reduce their appetite, neither increases their appetite. They behave as though they are behaving as normal people. It doesn't affect them in either way. Suppose if they eat more, do it, it will affect?
It won't
affect them. It will affect the body.
Body.
So since they don't say this is my body, they are not affected in any way. There is no attachment. If they are starving, they don't say I am starving. If I am overfed, then they don't say I am overfed. Yeah.
What is that Vyasa's story that if I had...
Yes, if I had not eaten, yeah. Then what was his idea? What is your Brahmarpanam idea? I am not eating. It is Brahman who is eating. What Brahman is eating?
Brahman
is eating Brahman. This is how these great souls has realized. They enjoy the show all the more because they know it is a show. Is not the reality, it is a show. Nobody is dying, nobody is the killer, nobody is killed. Eyenam etihantaram eschainam manyatehatam ubhautau na vijanetau nayam hanti na hanyate. Is it truth? Okay. So, the whole Brahman lives by Brahman. And when Brahman merges, means when this material goes back to its causal state, the effect goes back into its state of cause, where does it go? It just goes back means what? Simply Nama-Rupa has come. Nama-Rupa, through Nama-Rupa, it sustains Nama-Rupa for some time, like a bubble. Bubble comes out of water. It remains as a bubble for some time. What is bubble?
Water.
Nama Rupa with a bit of water. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And then when the bubble bursts, then what? Where does it go back? It doesn't really go back anywhere. The Nama Rupa disappears. Then you say water, the bubble has now become water. It never became, the water never became separated from the water. It was all the time the water only.
Yeah.
But it appeared as because of the Nama Rupa. So what is the point? All the creatures come out of Brahman. All the creatures live by Brahman. All the creatures go back to Brahman. So he is giving hint. What is that out of which all the beings come out? What is it by which living sustain their life for some time? What is it unto which they return after the Nama-Rupa becomes extinguished, right? Tat vijignasasva. Try to realize that. Vijignas means not think about it, not inquire about it, but realize it. Tat brahmedi. Once you realize what it is, then you will know one single fact. What is that one single fact? So, there are 2 points here. The birth, the sustenance and the dissolution all the three depends only upon one fact. What is that? Brahma. That is the first fact. Second fact is that all the objects in this world, whether it is living or non-living, even from the physics point of view, what is it? A rock, a river, a bit of mud, a living creature, any living creature. But what is the basic cause?
Atom.
Matter. Energy. Or energy, to be precise. Energy. Then at that level, do you know the distinction between what is a tree and what is a rock? What is a human being? Energy is just even in ordinary energy also, you don't know the distinction.
Vibration?
No, what I mean, you can't distinguish this is a human being, this is an animal at that level.
Mm-hmm.
So, even ordinary energy also, you can't distinguish. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are talking about a very subtle type of matter, which is called energy. I am talking about ordinary electric energy. This is only one form of energy. So if this electricity passes through a heater, what does it produce? If it passes through what is called a fan, what does it do? Movement. If it passes through a magnet, then what does it make it? See, it is the same energy expressing as light, as heat, as motion, as the power of attraction. So in its effects, expressions, it is varied. But in its cause, it is invisible and indefinable. So energy is also indefinable. If this is your common experience, what to speak of Brahman? So that is the second point. What is the first point? Birth, sustenance, as well as dissolution, there is no such distinction. We make a distinction, this baby is born. Then we say, this baby is living. And then what we say? This baby is dead. We are distinguishing, this is birth, this is living, this is death. But when it goes back to the cause, how many causes are there? Only one cause. For birth there is not one cause. For sustenance, another cause. For death, another cause. There is only one cause. And the same thing applies to the whole universe, as it were. So what is that single cause out of which so many seemingly different effects come out? You see, understand the point? Out of the same wood, you can make 100 different objects. But you give each separate object a different name. This is a table, this is a door, this is a window, this is a chair, this is something else, is it not? But when you break the nama rupa, how many names do all the 100 objects get? So, classical examples are given. Out of gold, 1,000, any ornaments which were made in the past, which are being made now, which will be made in the future, may all differ in nama rupa. But all of them come out of one substance, live only in one substance as gold. They don't become something non-gold. And then when they go back, when they lose their nama rupa, then they, in fact, they never lost their material cause, it is all the time there. What is it? Birth means what? Nama rupa. Sustenance means what? Nama rupa. Dissolution means losing the nama rupa, nothing else. Though this should not remain an intellectual understanding. Because intellectually we are understanding. But it is not removing our fear. We are becoming old. And one day we have to face death, and we have to leave the bodo bodo beams. You have to leave. You understand?
No.
One fellow, there was a poor fellow, and he, by dint of hard labor, earned some money. and built a huge house. In olden days, you know, huge beams. So last day had come, he was put on the floor and he was looking and tears were flowing. So somebody asked, why are you shedding tears? These big, big beams. I have to leave these big beams and go. So it should not remain. An intellectual is not going to help us. Even if we study this book 1,000 times and still it is only an intellectual idea and doesn't alter our behavior. So when understanding comes, it alters our behavior. So what is the difference between information and knowledge?
Knowledge.
Information doesn't alter our behavior in the slightest extent. But understanding instantaneously transforms our action and reaction. That is the difference. So until our reaction is different, we have to go on studying, praying, practicing. So in many times in meditation, people meditate years and years together and hours together. And they, most of the time we know, we can't kid. Say nothing is happening. This is absolutely true. What is wrong? If meditation is practiced properly, it should alter. Us, why is it not altering? There must be something wrong. We are not meditating in the proper way. So if some time should be devoted while repeating God's name, what am I becoming? What is the change that has come in me as a result of this meditation? At least 5-10 minutes self-analysis should be done. This is what Raja Maharaj advocated before going to bed. Say, how did I pass my time? How did I behave? And what change has come in me? Have I become more patient? Have I learned how to find out my own faults? Have I learned how to reduce finding fault with others? Have I learned to put up with others in a more patient, loving manner? We have to go on meditating. What is the change that has come in my behavior? If we devote 5-10 minutes for that kind of meditation, I think we can see some amount of difference in our life. Otherwise, simply mechanically doing japa and meditation is not going to help. So what did Bhrigu do? He received this instruction. This much is the first question. Then instruction. And then the third part is satapo tapyata. What did he do? He performed austerities. Tapaha atapyata. He performed austerities, tapas. Tapaha means heat, to produce heat. That is to say, he started thinking intensely. But what is, where from have we all come? And how do we live? And where do we go? As a result of this intense tapasya, this result, some result must come. It came because he was not intellectually trying to get information, he got. Now it is manana. The first part is shravana. The second part is manana. He thought intensely all the time. And the third part is nididhyasana, means he found his life changed. Effect has come. What is that effect? So that is being said in the second anuvaka. Annam brahmeti vyajana annathyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante annena jatani jivante annam prayantya visamvishanti te tadvignaya punareva varunam pitaram upasasara adhi bhagavo brahmeti tagum ho vacha tapasa brahma vijignasasva tapo brahmeti satako tapyata satapastapva. So what did he do? He received instructions, the subject matter. This is the mantra. Find out what is the cause of this universe. What is it by which this universe is sustained? What is it unto which, where is it, what is it unto which it returns? So he goes on with this. Then what did he discover through this Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana? What did he discover? Annam Brahmete Vyajanat. Annam. So as physical bodies, we are at the level of physical body. That's why even if a teacher gives the teaching, we understand it only from the viewpoint of Anna. See, take one simple example. From birth, your parents or our parents are trying to give us education until we pass our either colleges or universities, as though that is the only goal of life. So, what is the purpose of going through this education? So that we can get good jobs. What is the purpose of getting good jobs? So that we can earn
money.
What is the purpose of earning money? So that we can derive happiness. Marriage is one form, and use is see good forms, hear good sounds, smell good fragrances, taste good food, touch good touchable things, etc. Is there anything else? For an ordinary person, the whole universe is looked upon for all your scientific knowledge and other things. Though at a higher level they are trying to seek, but what is the use we are putting that knowledge to? All your gadgets, whether it is television, car, an MP3 player, cell phone, whatever it is. What is the use we are putting them for?
For become happy.
For the happiness of what?
Material.
Our body. You see, all the objects in this universe, physical objects, they only correspond counterparts of our what? Our body. There is nothing but catering to our body. I want to see good objects. There are only two experiences we are seeking. We want to go near what we like. We want to go away far from what we don't like. Is it not a fact? Whether we want to see or hear or smell, taste, touch. So the whole universe is transformed into an object of my enjoyment. In fact, the whole world is nothing but an object. Take it as a single object. And from this object, I want to derive what?
Happiness.
Happiness. Nothing but happiness. If it is giving me unhappiness, my endeavor is to run away from that unhappiness as much as possible, and to run towards happiness as much as possible. Is it not the truth? Now, look at it. Annam Brahmeti Vyajana. What is Annam here?
Food.
What is food?
Physical.
Whatever contributes to my well-being, is food. This is what I am doing, this is what you are doing, this is what every living creature is doing, this is what every non-living creature also is doing. This river. What is it trying to do? It is trying to flow towards where it can flow. And where it encounters resistance, it tries to avoid it, overcome it somehow. Is it not?
Uh-huh.
So you don't see it as a purpose, but God has endowed it with a purpose. Ultimately, it wants to go back where? Manochalo Nijanikekane home. It wants to go to home. A mountain also wants to go home. Everything in this universe wants to go home. The birds go home at night. We also try to come home at night. Everybody is trying to go to home. What is home? Where?
Happiness.
You can do what you like, you know. You know what I did before I got married? I did whatever I liked. It's one of the jokes, you know. You know what I did before I got married? I did whatever I liked.
Well, it's like that other one, before marrying Ruth, what he was ruthless.
So, see what is a wonderful thing? Annam. By annam, the English translation is food. Now here, what is it that sustains me? Food. Food for the eyes, food for the ears, food for the nose, food for the tongue, food for the body. Is there anything else? At this level, annamaya kosha, it is anna. We should not take anna only to mean this rice and bread and other things. That is only a small part of anna. Nobody can live by that anna. Because in fact, that anna is not real anna. That anna, the rice and other thing, is not real anna. When you have taken your car and you want to go somewhere, you put petrol.
Yeah.
Putting petrol into the car is not why you purchased the car.
To go somewhere.
So you are putting petrol because that is the only way you can go somewhere. So why do you want to eat food? There are two what is called sense organs, sensory functions when we eat food.
No.
One part of the food eating is for the sake of getting energy. Food is nothing but energy. The second part is the enjoyment of the food. So the karmendriya mouth and the jnanendriya mouth. The jnanendriya mouth enjoys the taste of the food. The karmendriya you can easily understand. When you have full cold, you understand what functions. It is the karmendriya that functions, not the jnanendriya. Yeah. So, this applies to every organ. You have to understand, not every, even the jnanendriya works as a karmendriya, also as jnanendriya. So your eyes, I want to eat this food. So your eyes showing the where the food is, that is the karmendriya function. But how beautiful this food is, you look at it form, at the beauty, and enjoy. That is the jnanendriya part. See how wonderful this analysis is. We have to understand this distinction. So also a smell, a sound. Somebody says, food is there. So, that is the one part of the function. It is an information. The other part, if there is a very nice pakoda, food is there. That is the
enjoyment part
of the food. So, tongue also is the same. Eating is necessary, because eating is necessary for further eating. Otherwise, you won't be able to eat. Digestion, this, that is not at all possible. Evacuation and all that is not possible without eating. If there is no input, there would be no output. Yeah. So, when by the word food, we have to understand that it is not merely this what we usually call food. Every sense organ is seeking the food, both for its enjoyment, for its sustenance. So when you look at a beautiful sunset, that is the, when you open your latest computer, desktop computer, the beautiful wallpaper that comes is not the karmendriya part, it is the jnanendriya part, enjoyable. But if a terrorist is coming towards you with a bomb, then your eye works as what? As a karma indriya, because it tells you this, you run.
So that's the information we are
both,
seeing.
Both. Oh,
okay.
But there is an enjoyable part where is, oh, it is such a beautiful sunset, I am enjoying it. See, we are sitting here and enjoying it. So, that enjoying part is one part. That is the river starts rising. Since you like so much, I am coming near you. Then your karmendriya takes the prominent, dominant part of it. Yeah.
Maharaj,
yeah.
Then this anna is not only the physical fulfillment.
Exactly.
It is also, but what you are saying, the jnanendriya is also involved.
Yeah.
Then it's the mental fulfillment also.
Yes, it comes to that.
But here it is, anna and all this mana is later on.
Because we are at the physical level, what is the most important thing for us? To preserve this body. So we are eating each other. Yeah, we are eating each other. So small fish is eaten by bigger fish is eaten still by bigger fish, that fish is eaten by man, that man is eaten by again
man.
We are all foods. This body is nothing but food. There is no part in this world, no material, which is not a food for something or the other. So what is happening? This whole food divides itself into two categories. The eaten and the eater. Constantly this interchange is taking place. The eater becomes the eaten becomes the eater. What a wonderful phenomenon it is. This recycling is going on. So from where, say, a creature is born, a baby is born, from where? From food. Food is transformed into blood, blood is transformed into the material of the baby. And so the baby is born, comes into life. How is the baby sustained?
Food.
By food. And what does this, when the body is buried back, then what does it become?
Bacteria.
Not only buried, even while alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much bacteria is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Billion and billions of bacteria. Your yogurt is nothing but first class bacteria. Yeah, you are eating it. And you are a vegetarian. Yeah. That's why, you know, a beef eater also says, I am a grass eater. Understand?
Yeah,
what does a cow eat?
Grass.
So what is that? What is your milk?
Grass.
What is your, what is called, beef steak or something? Nothing but grass. It is true.
It is true.
Grass transformed into that form. Yeah. So the whole, a wood is food, metal is food, everything is food. Because even for our, you know, that what do you call that? A bit of gold, a bit of silver, all the metals are in us for our sustenance. A little bit of, if it is not there. So when I was young, no one then I used to eat gold. In the form of Makaradhvaja. My father used to eat Makaradhvaja. It is an Ayurvedic pill. The main ingredient is gold. They melt the small part of the gold and mix with other things. Yes. And it is said it is the one of the rejuvenators and all that. So, you know, but I didn't understand all those. It was very tasty. he used to put it in a bottle and one pill every day. In those days it used to cost 1 rupee per matra, this pill. But so tasty that we used to go, no, because who will count, if he wants to count, let him count. So he eat one. Of course, even if he comes to know, what will he do?
It's already gone.
Not only, what will he do to me? So he can't beat me. After all, his son, so how can he beat me? So, for whose sake he is living? For my sake only. Yeah, I used to eat. So we eat gold, we eat iron, all these vitamins and all these things you get. A bit of this, a bit of that, metals and all those things. In military camp, you know, lunch was served. So suddenly in the sambar, one rusty iron nail was found. So the man called to the chef and said, I understand your concern that I should have sufficient iron. But not in this form. There must be a different form. So you see, everything is changing into this change is taking place. What is a metal? It is also a transformation of elements into this, and after some time sufficiently it transforms into something else. Is it not a fact?
Yes.
Everything in this whole universe is changing into a different thing. The same thing is becoming, going into a tree, the same thing is becoming an animal, the same thing is becoming, the same food becomes different materials. What is food? Ultimately, food is nothing but energy. Do you understand? What is food? What is the essence of food?
Energy.
Energy. So that's why this energy comes from the sun. The sun is the basic source of energy. And that energy is absorbed by the plants in the form of photosynthesis. And other creatures, they eat. So, you know, we are eating nothing but energy and converting back into energy. So, what purpose? So that for the enjoyment of this world. That is what is meant by annam. This whole universe comes into being from annam. That means it is nothing but an effect of annam. It is sustained by what again?
Annam.
And it goes back again into what?
Annam.
So at the body level, that is why annamaya kosha, so there is only one object for which the whole universe is meant. What is that? Body. My body has come out of what? Annam. How is it sustained?
Annam.
And where does it go back? Annam. So when I understand this, then I know that the real me is annam. I am annam. I am the matter. And in this whole universe is nothing but annam. That's annam. Brahmeti vyajanat. So when this realization comes, when a man really realizes this, so what is the first thing? There is no difference between me and anything else. The tree is also annam, I am also annam, a chair is annam, is what you call an Indian is annam, an Australian is annam, a Chinese is annam, and an USA man is annam. So differentiation disappears at the physiological level. So what is the usefulness of this one? Then there is no more. This is saying, I like this and I don't like this. Likes, dislikes? In a simpler way, you are a human being, I am a human being. So let us interact in this way. Not as Indian versus American, not as Hindu versus Christian, not this language versus that language, this culture versus that culture, but as a human being, what is the difference between you and me? or we both suffer, we both enjoy the same things. Once we really realize this, then this differentiation disappears. And is it not a wonderful benefit? That's why a person hesitates to give pain to any creature, because if any creature is hurt, who is being hurt?
Myself.
I am being hurt. So what is the benefit? Benefit is, if any creature is enjoying, who is enjoying? Me. See, what a beautiful concept. Thakur had this experience. Somebody was walking on the newly grown grass, and immediately he felt somebody was walking on his own chest. Then one boatman gave a blow to another boatman. And where did the effect appear? On his body. He was identified at that time at this level. So whatever is happening there was also being reflected here. Sometimes that effect comes to even to us in a small way. And if somebody is cutting down a beautiful tree for some reason, you feel bad. If somebody is hurting somebody, really you feel bad. Doesn't matter whether it's white man, black man or whatever. Injustice is not, you know, when you read somebody killed somebody horrendously, don't you feel it? Though there is nothing you can do, to a little extent you are identifying yourself with that person. If that person is hurting me in that way, won't I feel that? So imaginatively we are trying to identify with that person, but it doesn't last long, because what happens is my priority is to me and mine. We cannot sustain that identity. But when a person really meditates on these truths, then he meditates. That is when morality really comes into its own. Until that time, you can't be more really moral. At best, it is a negative morality. What is negative morality? I won't do any harm to you, but I won't do any good also to you. That is the extent we can go through our intellectual sympathy. So this is what Bhrigu had realized, annam brahmeti vijanat. That means whatever he looks at is nothing but God. That is the reason why we say, don't insult annam, don't step over annam. So though it has a deeper meaning, at the very gross level, that anything that is food is sacred. It may be food for somebody else. Holy mothers, you know, somebody had cut the, dressed the vegetables. All the peelings, they were throwing away. Then she said, no, that is wrong. These peelings are good food for
the cows,
because they relish it. So, immediately she gathered all those things, and any stray cow or anything, she would feed them. So how wonderful this idea is. Yeah. When I was a young boy, you know, noon I used to lie down. It was a small compound like that, backyard, open. So on a cot, because it used to be very, very, not hot, what do you call, humid. So under the tree, watching the vultures, the kites, they have peculiar cry also. They used to, cloudless sky. Then you say, distinctly remember, a dog, a female dog, its, what is it, uterus, had come out. You know, maybe it had given birth to a pup or something. It has not, it usually it goes inside, but it didn't come out. And it was very mangy, it was lean and thin. It came and it was looking at me. At the time, you know, we didn't have that much of idea. It was looking at a very pleasant sight. So it took the stick and showed some like this. Now I was, with what longing, it must have been very hungry. It must have come to eat some food. Now I wish I could have given some food, but the point was, it was looking very, very ugly, you know, all that coming out. Mm-hmm. And many times, when the other dogs see, they will go and attack that one and try to pull it out, and then, because for them also, it is something. Nowadays, the vets do so many things here. Anyway, the point was, is only now I realized that prani, how hungry must have been to come and expecting somebody will give some food to it. See? But it is too late now. But that is what happens. We learn our lessons much later. So every creature, any hungry creature, a bird comes, it wants to eat something. A dog comes, it wants to eat something. A lion or a tiger comes. Are they planning to kill you out of revenge? Or when they look at you, how do they look upon you? You see, you dress yourself nicely, ornaments and all those things, and go out for a walk. And the tiger looks at you. This young lady is wonderful. Exactly what I wanted. Future is bright. No, the joke, future is bright. Two gadhas met. Gadha, you know?
Donkeys.
One donkey is asking. One is asking, how is your life? She says, not good. My yajamana, means my owner, beats me black and blue. Why don't you leave? She says, no. Here, my future is very bright. What is it? My owner has a very cute daughter. Whenever she misbehaves, he shouts, if you keep on behaving like this, I will marry you up to a dog. Yehi ummid me, main yahan reh jata hun, my future is bright.
I have a question, it's probably a very silly question, but Titirpakhi is saying all that?
What Titirpakhi?
You said that Taittiriya started...
No. Not Pakhi. It is a symbolism. How will you give back the knowledge you have given? There is no way. Once you have knowledge, even if it came from somebody, you can't give it back. The idea is, don't use that.
But he is giving instructions.
What?
Bhrigu.
Bhrigu is not a Titiri bird. Bhrigu was a man. His father was a realized soul. His Upanishad was named as Taittiriya. And nothing to do with birds.
Okay.
Instructions. So, when we realize Annam Brahmeti Vyajana, the thing is, we look upon everything as sacred. We have to live. So we use fruits, flowers, vegetables. We may eat even non-vegetarian food, but only what is necessary, no more than, and that too must be done in a decent manner. That is why this Bali. Okay, if you want to eat non-vegetarian food, and then you go and offer it to God. So the belief is, by offering it to God, that animal would attain a higher state. This is the belief. Then let me slowly overcome this tendency. Until I overcome, let it be sacred food. It's not a license for killing all these things. So when anybody can realize this whole universe, physical universe, is nothing but Brahman, then that person's life becomes much more enjoyable. So that is only one level. Then Bhrigu got doubt. This doesn't solve my problem, because yes, I am enjoying my life, but I am not free from birth and death. And all that entails, this life in this earth, changes, old age and all that. Even though I realized Anam is Brahman, so then he goes, Punareva Varunam Pitaram, again, Punaha, he approached. Adhi Bhagavad, same question, teach me about Brahman. Same answer. So he says, tapasa brahma vijignasasva. Go on, seek Brahman through tapasa. I have already given you, shown you the directions. Go further, move further, go forward. Tapo brahmeti. Tapasya is nothing but Brahman, because it is the best means of realizing what is ultimate cause. Satapo tapyata. He means Bhrigu performed tapasya. Satapas taptva. Having then Shravana, Manana, then Nididhyasana. Having done Nididhyasana. What did he realize? Then the third anuvaka comes, we will discuss it.
This Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, is it true that the Nididhyasana is actually the end result of Shravana and Manana? Or is it something like an activity, just like a Shravana and Manana?
It is an activity until we go beyond the activity. But it is an intense form of activity. What is the difference? You see, let me give an example. Somebody says to you that whenever somebody utters a harsh word to you, do not react angrily. What is that? Shravana. Somebody gave you instruction. Then you go on thinking, so how can I implement it? Deeply you are thinking. What is that?
Manana.
Then what manana is it? If somebody in future utters harsh words towards me, behaves badly, I should not react exactly in the same way. You have decided to behave without the least bit of doubt. That is called manana. Then what happens? That when such a situation occurs, somebody really criticizes you and insults you, say, let us say, an incident express. Then what does happen in the ordinary cases? First to the man says, you are a rogue. That is called Shravana. Then you go on thinking, this fellow told me I am a rogue. Am I a rogue? No, I am not a rogue. I will show this fellow. Anger comes into your mind. Second, what is the second? Anger comes into your mind. Then you think about that anger so much. Then at third stage, what do you become? Anger. You become anger. There was an angry thought, but now by meditating on that angry thought, what did you become?
Angry.
There is no difference between thought and your behavior, your nature. It has become your nature. It was not your nature. It has become your
nature.
That is called Nididhyasana. So in this case, example I showed you, as soon as somebody insults you, this manana, I should not be angry. Then you say, yeah, there is an angry thought. See how the mind is reacting? No, you should not have this thought. Because if you have that thought, it will affect you. So you say, I won't be angry. That is the thought you develop. Then you become identified. Then what do you become? I am not angry. Oh, I am putting it in that way. That doesn't really work. You must have a positive thought towards it. Like a child mischievously behaves. Then what do? You hug the child. If the child calls you a bad name, what will you do? Will you kick him or will you take him to your and hug him? This is why? Because it is your child, my child. If any other child does the same thing to you,
nothing can be done.
No, it means you will get angry. So if it is your child, you smoothen it over. I am saying, this is my child, after all, you know, doshkaro noi gama. No, most of the people don't say that. They say, my child is sweet. Whatever the child says is sweet. We cover it up with the name of love. It is not love, it is pure moha. Yeah, we use the word love. One of our Swamis was giving a lecture. Then one old woman, so much overcome by this beautiful lecture. She was very old. The Swami was saying, Baba, you are just like my son. She blurted out. And the Swami said, don't you ever forget it. Before your death, don't forget my name in your will. Easy to say, but if you are just like poison, will she give? ఎక్కడైనా మామే కానీ వంగ తోటలో మాత్రం మామ కాదు. ఎవ్రీవేర్ యు ఆర్ మై మామ, బట్ ఇన్ మై బ్రింజాల్ గార్డెన్ నో. పీపుల్ గో ఆన్ టాకింగ్ ఆల్ నాన్ సెన్స్. Oh, so many old women. Really this happened, you know. One old woman still comes. Oh, you are like my son. And he said, I never saw the face of Posto till now. What is this of calling me your son? I don't understand these words.